You're listening to an Acoustic Monocle podcast. If you'd like to read more of Monocle's stories, you can do so at eroticwriter.wordpress.com. The material contained in these podcasts is adult. If you are under the age of 18, please stop listening now. This is a chapter of the erotic novel Blood Tint, written by Monocle in 2010. And recorded by Warrior Queen, whose writings and other work can be found at twosexwarriors.blogspot.com. Blood Tint, Part 1, by Monocle. "Relax, Alec, nothing's going to bite you." Dashie's words were old and familiar. She'd repeated them countless times as we'd begun evening walks. And at countless times before, her words worked. I took a deep breath and held tight to her arm in mine. I know, another familiar refrain. I could let Dashiana walk the sunset alone, just like she could let me walk sunrise alone, but we don't. Each for the other, a gift we give every day we can. I will admit that in this part of the world the reds of sunset are often richer and more long-lasting than the blush of dawn. The sun had just set, the sky a glowing crimson, but I was my jumpy dusk self as we walked along the Soho street, still wearing my sunglasses. Spring was definitely coming, and we'd already started talking about going south soon, but were undecided about the muggy equator, or winter in Christchurch or Johannesburg. We'd had a few weeks left to think about it, but an early blow of warm weather following the last major gales of March made New York feel, for a brief moment, like a city of much lower latitude, close and steamy. The restaurants and galleries took notice, seizing the opportunity to throw open their doors and waft cooking smells and music and light into the puddled street. We weren't terribly hungry. Soon, though. Dashie and I weren't headed anywhere in particular, allowing my feet to guide us where they may. She's more solicitous toward me in spring evenings as the sun keeps eating further into the night. There was a good jazz club a few blocks down, and I had half a mind to pass the early evening there. It was a good place for finding... Dashie? Dashie stood frozen in mid-stride, pale face upturned. Her eyes and mouth were closed, but the rise and fall of her petite chest told me she was sniffing the air intently. I smell something delicious. The tone of her voice immediately caught my attention, as did the flush on her face. She wasn't talking about restaurants or bakeries. Her nose is so much better than mine, especially when I'm not hunting, and I know better than to question it. "Where?" I asked, and Dashie nodded diagonally across the street. The bright, clean lights of a gallery spilled out of the plate glass street window, an open door. Dirty jazz, and the sound of people, a show opening. "Shall we go see?" She nodded, and still arm in arm we crossed the street. Dashie's gait changed as she moved, becoming more fluid and swaying. Predatory. I couldn't help but catch her excitement. You've been listening to Blood Tint. If you'd like to read more of Monocle's stories, you may do so at eroticwriter.wordpress.com.